USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket was in the city months before the attack. City Police Commissioner John Germalia.
The individual was here a few months ago, back in early March.
Officials added that the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, had planned to attack a second location had he not been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, including dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives, adding that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The Dow closed higher by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed the complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. Come this fall in Florida, protesting in front of a private residence can land you in jail. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders to disperse. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its Michigan plant. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as federal officials investigated whether powdered formula from the plant caused four babies to contract a rare bacterial illness. Two of them have died behind it. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, adding it's addressing concerns raised during a subsequent inspection that found unsanitary conditions. The shortage of baby formula affecting several states has parents and officials concerned, as USA Radio's Tim Burke reports.
Kentucky Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says action needs to be taken as soon as possible.
3 out of 4 babies in the first 6 months of their lives consume infant formula. It's not just a commodity for a few or an isolated number of babies. It is a pervasive need throughout our society.
He says there needs to be more formula imported, more manufacturing domestically, and notes that price gouging must be stopped. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
McDonald's is exiting Russia. The burger giant says it's selling its 850 restaurants there to someone who will employ its 62,000 workers. Listen to us anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.